So tell me about the organization and what your purpose is.
Yeah, the American Passenger Rail Heritage Foundation's Rail Rangers program. We've been around for about 3 years, and we provide onboard educational programs. We do this several times a year on private historic rail excursions. But our main focus in the last year has been working with the wonderful folks over at the South Shore in Northern Indiana Commuter Transportation District to educate passengers about what they see outside their window between Chicago's Millennium Station and South Bend, the Northwest Indiana, Gary, and Michigan City, Miller, and all the communities in between. We tell people what they see outside their windows. They're passing through the state park and the National Lakeshore. We tell a lot of interesting stories about the people, places, history, everything you see outside the window. You know, we have a saying that no one would watch the Travel Channel or maybe the History Channel with the audio turned down. You wouldn't want to listen to it on mute. Imagine all the things you'd be missing. Well, we're kind of the audio that goes along with your train rides. You actually know what you're seeing outside your window.
Yeah, you might want to watch it for the beautiful scenery going by,
yeah.
But without the audio, it would certainly be a lot less richer and a lot less content-filled and, yeah, a lot less fulfilling. So why is it important that people know what they're seeing out the window?
Well, I think there's a lot of reasons why it's important. First, it's a, you know, two and a half hour ride between Chicago and South Bend. And, you know, we want to get people, first of all, unburied from their laptops or their tablets or their e-reader or movie player and kind of appreciate the landscape. The South Shore line is actually very unique, and I bet a lot of people in Northwest Indiana don't realize that. In the short 90-mile stretch between Chicago and South Bend, you pass near or through 4 units of the National Park Service. The I&M Canal in Illinois, Indiana Dunes National Lakeshore over there in Indiana. You go near the Kankakee River Water Trail. And in the south side of Chicago, you go through right by Pullman National Monument. There's a lot of not only beautiful landscapes, but a lot of history that people don't realize they're traveling near. And when you see and understand the people, places, things outside your window, you're more likely to understand each other and maybe appreciate that beauty, maybe enjoy the state or national parks of Northwest Indiana a little bit more.
Did you say that you pass through these national parks like the I&M Canal on the South Shore?
You do. Three out of the four, you actually will pass through. The I&M Canal, it starts from Millennium Station all the way to 47th Street on the south side of Chicago. It's a National Heritage Corridor since the 1980s. Pullman was just declared a national monument in February 2015 by former President Barack Obama, and they're in the process of preserving some of the homes, the historic hotel where they built the trains, and you literally go a half a block from there. You see it right outside your window on the South Shore. Of course, you go through 15 miles of the Indiana Dunes, and over in St. Joseph County, you go very close to the Kankakee River, a brand-new national water trail, which was declared in 2016.
So tell me about the upcoming activities planned by the APRHF.
Yeah, we're really excited. We had a 6-month test partnership on the South Shore. We're a brand new program to see on Saturdays and Sundays, 2 to 3 times a month. We have our volunteers on, and passengers can ride and listen to our programs for no more than their regular train fare. We all volunteer to do these programs, and we don't make any money or anything from that. And passengers don't pay any more than their standard train fare to come and listen to us. So we narrate the route. We don't talk nonstop. We point out landmarks as we go along the route. And that's our main duty. We do one round trip out of Chicago at 8 in the morning. We get to South Bend a little after noon, a little downtime, turn around, and then do a program for our wonderful westbound passengers. And we do this in one car. And again, people can feel free to join us and learn a little bit about their communities in Northwest Indiana.
And what do the interpretive guides do, and how are they qualified and educated about what's out the window?
We've done about 4 to 6 months of research before we began our programs on the South Shore in August, this past August, and all of our guides have attended programs at the National Lakeshore. We've got information from some of the park rangers over at the National Lakeshore, and we've developed actually a 120-page book about all the things you see along the route between Chicago and South Bend. Our docents have driven the route. They've taken the train. They've researched the book that we've put together. And, of course, they have some of their own stories. We're always finding new stories. So there's a pretty rigorous training program to be one of our current 12 docents. We have a couple more going through training. So, yeah, we do require a pretty extensive training program before our guides are signed off. We're always learning new sites. And one of my favorite things is, you know, we're learning new sites from some of our passengers. We've had a passenger on a trip a couple weeks ago point out a historic brewery across from Pullman National Monument. And there's a very interesting a horse motif that was built into this bar. And we did some research and we found out that it was actually a Schlitz brewery from the 1890s. And doing further research, we found out that Pullman was actually a dry community. So there were tons of bars on the outskirts of the Pullman community on the south side of Chicago, but none in Pullman. So all the workers would go out to these bars, lining the tracks on the other side of the tracks, as you would say, the other side of the tracks, to go drink. And so our passengers are always pointing out questions of what's this, what's that? And if we don't know the answer, you know, it's still a learning process for us. And we enjoy that, learning new routes to point out to future passengers. We enjoy learning about new sites, like passenger might ask, well, what is that site? And if it's not something that we've already researched, we will go out and research that. And then if it's interesting, we'll incorporate it into the future program.
So it doesn't cost any more for a train fare to have one of your docents speak to the passengers.
Exactly. It's included in the regular train fare. So all they have to do is buy a regular ticket, check out our website for the 2 to 3 times that we're on the train per month, and then just come and car is marked with some yellow signs. You just come and sit down in the car. Seating is on a first-come, first-served basis, and it does get pretty crowded. But yeah, we all volunteer our time, and we don't charge anything. You just pay your regular train fare that you would to ride, and you get to participate. It's a fun, pretty economical, family-friendly thing to do for the spring and summer here coming up.
When do you guys go out on the train?
We do one round trip from Chicago, because most of us are Chicago-based. We leave Chicago at 8:40 in the morning, and there's about 20 stops that people can either hop on or hop off between the Chicago's Millennium Station and South Bend. So you don't have to ride the entire route. If you do, we get to South Bend a little after noon Eastern time. We have a little layover. We then do a westbound program that leaves South Bend at 1:05 Eastern time and gets to Chicago at 2:39 Central time. So people can hop on or off. We'll have some people who just get on in Chicago and will ride to Dune Park and then spend a couple hours and catch us on the way back. So there's a lot of opportunities in different stations that people can hop on and off and listen to part of our program, the whole thing, whatever they want to do.
Why do you have this organization?
Yeah, we started the organization about 10 years ago to educate people about the role that passenger train travel has played in American history. A lot of people these days don't appreciate the role that the Transcontinental Railroad might have played or steam engines. Now that we have cars and planes and can get somewhere quickly. And some of that history we felt was dying off. So the American Passenger Rail Heritage Foundation, which is actually headquartered in Northeast Missouri, started with a train lookout point and an exhibition of Amtrak history, a small museum, and some train cars out in Missouri. And it was a great regional thing, but we expanded out in 2015 doing these educational programs on private rail excursions, and then eventually it transitioned also into the South Shore last year. We just feel it's important to educate people about rail history, but also the beautiful parks and trails and all the wonderful things in Northwest Indiana. Maybe they didn't realize was in their neighborhood or not too far away from them.
Do you guys have any exhibit where you could see the highlights of the features that you're talking about?
Yeah, we travel, our interpretive guides will often travel with what we call a mobile visitor center. So we have some props of some of the things that you're able to see along the way. For example, we have a little bit of dune sand and we have glass jars, because a lot of people don't realize that a big chunk of the dunes was kind of scooped up and moved away. Some of that land of the beautiful 200-foot high sand dunes was moved as landfill for Chicago and even Northwestern University up in Evanston was built on Indiana dune soil. And a lot of that land was also used to make ball jars, glass jars. So we carry some of the props to show people that, hey, the sand from Northwest Indiana, there's some of those sand dunes that you don't see. We're actually these jars. Sometimes we carry pieces of sand that were hit by lightning, and we have pictures of some of the plants that you see along the way. One of the stories that people love is we talk about jellyfish that inhabit this little lake called Saugney Lake it's up near Hudson Lake, and we carry pictures of what these little jellyfish are, no bigger than a dime or a quarter. They float and come up to the surface in August. So we carry a lot of visuals to enhance these passengers' trips on the South Shore.
Do you have the upcoming dates that you guys are going to be on the trains?
I do. Our dates are 2 to 3 times a month, and they are up on our website right now. If you go to southshoreline.org or dunestrain.com, we have all our dates, and then we have dates, probably a scattering of almost a dozen dates posted all the way to the end of the summer if you want to go check that out. But it's 2 to 3 times a month, Saturdays or Sundays, all summer long, and really it'll be all year round.
What is the largest crowd you guys have ever spoken to?
Oh, we've had a couple, pretty much the whole car full, which is over just under 100 people. We've had this year alone, we have 4 private groups who've requested us to do programs for them. 2 of the groups are with the Duneland Seniors out of Chesterton. And then we have a school group who just contacted me a couple days ago from New Carlisle, just into St. Joseph County in Northwest Indiana, who's interested in riding with us. So we'll do programs for school groups, senior groups, as they contact us. We'll have that car jam filled of up to 100, almost 100 people if we can.
Is there anything else you wanted to tell me about this that maybe I haven't asked you about?
No, we just, the South Shore never ran anything like this before. So, you know, when they started, they were kind of uncertain how passengers would take it. And they did a 6-month trial. And, the cool thing was they got such positive feedback from the passengers that we signed a whole year contract into 2019 to keep doing this. So, you know, people appreciate it. We just appreciate a round of applause and support. And we appreciate the South Shore taking the risk, taking the chance to have us on. They think outside the box. And the only other thing is, the only thing that really raises money for our groups is, since we don't charge anything, the 120-page route guidebook that our volunteers use, we decided to sell that and make it available for the public. So if you are traveling on a train that we're not on, maybe you do ride on a Monday through Friday, maybe you are a commuter, but you're still interested in listening, we decided, after several people requested it, we decided to sell our books online with all the money we take in going toward to support our program and our handouts and our speakers and some of our travel costs. And the book is Outside the Rails, a rail route guide from Chicago to South Bend. And we have those for sale at our website, Midwest Rails, all one word, MidwestRails.com. And so we sell our book there. And that's really what helps fund the group and even pays for some of our insurance that we have to be on the train. The sales of our book, you know, really helps be able to do the programs. And so we sell the books for $20 on our website. And it's 120 pages all about the history of the South Shoreline Railroad. And it tells you what you see outside your window. So if you don't have a guide on your train, you can still learn about everything outside your window, no matter what, if you have the book.
Does the book have pictures?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Pictures, maps, everything in it.
Who wrote the book?
Oh, myself, Robert, and my wife, Candace. We have 11 other Amtrak route guide books, too, as well, that we've written over the last 6 years that we sell.
And what's your website again?
For the program itself, it's DunesTrain, all one word, dunestrain.com. And then for the books, it's Midwest Rails, again, all one word, MidwestRails.com.